You're listening to Uniquely Abled, the podcast about disability inclusivity and digital accessibility. I'm your hostess, Melissa Green, and I have a very important message to share. Are you ready to become uniquely abled? Let's do it! Hi guys, it's Melissa Green. I wanted to talk to you all about the most irksome challenge that I deal with in daily life. And so this is episode 2 of my series, 3,000 Unique Questions About Me. So, the most irksome challenge I deal with in daily life is going on to different websites and checking out different social media platforms thinking, oh, surely they'll be accessible. Boy, am I wrong at times. And that is very frustrating because it may be a new platform that I want to check out, or maybe it's a website that I want to, use for business purposes, like Shopify or something. And then I can't use the site because it's not accessible, and contacting the company to try and explain to them the issues doesn't really work. They don't understand, and I think they think it's me with the issue, and they don't realize the other people who may have different issues with getting onto their website. So, for example, I use a screen reader, and depending on how the website is set up, it may have a lot of images. And maybe the images do not have the alt text in them, which means that I can't use the website. Maybe the buttons are not labeled. It'll just say unlabeled button or labeled button. Maybe there are a lot of things on the site that say click here. Well, I use a keyboard, so none of that works. And if it's very image heavy, I can't tell what the images are because I use a screen reader and the screen reader does not describe the images. It just will say graphic. And if the image has alt text in it, I have an idea of what the image is. But some websites will say that the images on the website don't have alt text, which is still good to know, but it would be nice if all images did, and it would also be really wonderful if the websites didn't have a lot of unlabeled buttons or things on the site that say click here, because if you're using a screen reader, that tells the screen reader nothing. And it also tells the person using the screen reader nothing. So that is the most irksome challenge that I deal with in daily life. And it would be really awesome if it was more widely recognized that accessibility is the thing now. I mean, it's not just for people with disabilities, it's for everybody. So people who are designing websites, accessibility really needs to be right out the box. it shouldn't be an afterthought. Oh, we're going to get in trouble with the law. I guess we better make our site accessible. No, we should automatically have accessible websites. Should be right out the box. And so that's one of the things I do like about my web host that I'm using. They actually have a number on the website for people who use assistive technology. I have never had to use that number, but the fact that they have it on the website and I did not have to contact them and mention that they needed it, that's a wonderful, awesome thing. So, just wanted to give a nod to HostGator. And for those of you all who are looking to design websites, I recommend you use HostGator. They also do domain registration, and you can install WordPress, which has always been accessible right out the box. At least all the versions that I've used. So that's another nod to WordPress. And just want to say that I know that many companies are getting better at making their content accessible, but we still have a long way to go. But I have a feeling that at some point, we'll get to the point where everything is accessible for everybody. Ciao.